if you found some, if you wanted to get a dress, buy some cloth of a certain color, and you might take a little piece of cloth to the store to show the merchant, what would you call that little piece that you took?
Well, it would just be a, I don't know, just kind of a pet or just something, you know, to get the a piece, I guess what we call it, just a small piece.
And if you were pleased with the dress that you made, and you said, well, I think this is pretty, but I think I used to have one that was even what? I say even
better
or prettier.
Oh yes, we did.
And how about the things that you would wear over your dress in the old days to keep the dress clean?
Aprons.
What kind of aprons did you have?
Well, then they had some, you know, they called kind of bib aprons. Come up here, you know, then tie it around your waist. And then also they had some just cloth and ruffle on and strings. Or then, you know, I have some of them now. I don't use them much, but that I have.
Mm-hmm. And if a lady liked to spend a lot of time sort of working with her hair and dressing very carefully, you say she certainly likes to what?
Primp.
Oh, yes. I see. And would you ever say that about a man?
Yes. Yes, the man is primpy. And I never did like a primpy man.
I see.
He looks vicious to me. I don't mean not to be clean. I mean shaven or get a good haircut. But there's some, you know, that would just, well, I don't know, plenty of them that do, you know, use cosmetics. I guess just, so I've been informed. Not men folks didn't. My son, he's masculine, Dad. Now he's clean, and he uses aftershave lotion and things like that, you know. And he doesn't have that extremely long hair. He has his hair, he just runs down his head. Well, some of the new style, I think, would. They look good. But some of that hair, if it gets down long and dirty, well, I better not think out loud.
It's
I shouldn't
fine.
Be thinking out loud. How they could enjoy it, appreciate it.
Yes,
I don't see how they could keep it clean.
These new styles are sort of hard to take.
Well,
if a lady wore something around her wrist,
a bracelet.
Mm-hmm. And around her neck?
A necklace, yeah.
Or suppose it was made of beads. What would you call it?
Beads, well, they call them. Well, they're beads or necklaces, we call them, you know.
What?
And they used to wear lockets and still wear them some on a chain, you know, a little down thing, and they maybe have someone's picture in the locket.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever call the beads a pair of beads? Did you ever hear that expression?
I call a string of beads a pair, or there's two of anything.
You
have a pair of shoes.
Yes, but you never heard of a pair of beads.
Yes, I've heard them call it, but I never could figure that out.
I can't either.
A pair is two of anything.
Yes.
A pair of shoes, a pair of gloves.
But I understand that a pair of beads is just a string of beads. And I don't understand why it's called that.
I call it a string of beads. Or a necklace. A picture.
And did you used to carry something that would keep the sun off?
Oh, a parasol. Well, and umbrellas, you know, well, of course, they turn rain.
Mm-hmm.
The parasols were a very fancy affair, pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And they were used for just for sun, mostly.
And what would your husband use to go to church in?